A public confession of drunkenness while on duty from former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has earned a rebuke from his leader, Malcolm Turnbull. The admission comes after years of denials from Mr. Abbott about the night in question, leaving plenty scratching their heads about why he's made it now. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more from Canberra.
The former trainee priest was in full confession mode when he spoke with the ABC's Annabelle Crabb. Unprompted, Mr. Abbott detailed a boozy night 9 years ago with then-colleagues Peter Costello and Kevin Andrews in the parliamentary dining room.
Quite a few bottles of wine were consumed by the three of us. Peter was close to leaving at that stage, and I think all of us were in a mellow and reflective mood, and so the reflections went on for longer and later than they should have, and the impact was rather greater than it should have been.
The admissions come via a yet-to-be-aired episode of The House, a documentary about Parliament. Mr. Abbott says he was so drunk when the drinking session was over, he passed out on a couch in his office, while the rest of Parliament got on with business.
I lay down and next thing I knew, it was morning.
Did you get in trouble?
Yep. I was chastised by the whip.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull was the opposition leader at the time. He remembered the night in question well when asked about it on Melbourne Radio 3AW today.
Well, there's nothing we could do. The whips, as Tony acknowledged, the whips tried to rouse him to get him down into the chamber to vote, but they were unable to move him.
He was also asked if such behaviour was the sort of thing that happened much in Parliament.
I can't remember anyone else missing a vote because they were too drunk to get into the chamber.
The reason for Parliament's late-night sitting that night was to pass a series of bills from the then Rudd government to stimulate the economy following the global financial crisis.
It was a pretty important vote too. That was the beginning. That was Rudd's big cash splash.
His priority was himself, not the Australian people or their jobs.
That's Labor's Wayne Swan, who was Treasurer at the time. He's always had his suspicions about why Mr. Abbott missed the vote.
I talked about this in the Parliament in 2013. I was asked to withdraw when I said Tony Abbott was drunk during these critical votes in the Parliament way back. And of course, now we know the truth.
And Mr. Swan says Mr. Abbott denied the accusation back then.
And since that time, he simply lied about it. He hasn't come clean about it. Why he's chosen to do that now, I don't know. Perhaps he's just completely, utterly and completely lost the plot.
Mr. Abbott's tales of late-night carousing to the point of unconsciousness will do little to repair the reputation of a Parliament that's seen its fair share of dysfunction and disorder in recent times. Mr. Turnbull's rebuke of his predecessor was more measured than that of his deputy, Barnaby Joyce, when he was asked about the drinking spree. Mr. Joyce says he'd prefer to focus on things that are important to voters.
And so when people come up with these, you know, what did you hear about, you know, Mr. Coffoops and where he hid his onions? No one cares. No one cares about that garbage. They care about you looking after their lives, and they care about you making sure your time is of service to them.
That's all fair enough. Have you ever missed a vote, though, because you're under the weather?
There's a whole heap of glossy magazines you can fill up with all this rubbish, but it doesn't help you govern a nation.
Mr. Abbott's revelries aren't the only distraction for Mr. Joyce. It's emerged he's been nominated for New Zealander of the Year since news broke over there of his citizenship of that country.
What's your response to that one?
Asked for further reaction, he was uncharacteristically stumped for words.
I've never, ever, ever suspected I'd ever, ever, ever be entitled to it, and I'm not.
Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce ending Tom Eagledon's report.